The shoes?
It's gotta be the shoes, cause girlies, they crack. They stand around and dance, so I say boom, shock a lock, grab the microphone, then rock. To tell you the truth, when on the mic, I'll say anything that sounds good, like jump and a trump and sound over some, they got a hat and a mouse ran up the stairs.
That didn't make no sense.
Come on, who cares? See, everyone's out to get the show, so don't be trying to knock me. I say what I want to say as long as it sounds funky. Some MCs wanted to buy me, so they try to take stairs, but they don't understand. I'm the motherfucking man. I amaze and astound. Look them up and down, smack a few of them around. Let them know who is the girl, who's the tip of the top, the cream of the crop, the best under the sun. I'm the Lord G-Rock, the number one, Mr. Funky,
The Lord G-Rock.
I freak it with a twist, so you're booming in your cars. I'm the one with the flow and the grip like G.I. Joe. I snatch, I grab, and then I grab the dough. See, if I was an Indian, I'd still be the chief. The only other difference, I smoke weed in a leaf. To the hip, the hop, to the hip and the hip hop. Oh no, I don't wanna go pop. I got too much soul, rhythm and blues, R&B, yeah, see, all that's cool. But hip hop and rap, yeah, that's where my heart's at. Even back when I used to break on a box, backspin for backspin, even while I'm rapping, before I had a record, I always kept in clapping, freestyling on the block. Now I chief rock, I always entertain by digging in my crocs, my brain. So if it's gonna rain, let it rain. I spook you with the hit, make you jump like House of Pain. Boogaloo, boogaloo, shake and jump. And remember, remember, chief rock, I won't front.
Come on, chief rock, I know.
I'm chillin' with my knocker, and if you got beef, then you can live with Jimmy Hoffa. Like,
what goes up must come down.
But not me, clown, I cut him. Crack a speaker when I'm pumping, so jump in and watch your ears start humming through the block. And don't forget to boom shock, shock a lot.
Well, damn, do it all, can I rock? I hear a beat, I grab the mic, and then I start to slacken. The kids around the way used to think that I was bugging, but they don't understand how I feel about the funk. I walk with the funk, I talk with the funk, I eat with the funk, I sleep with the funk, I live off the funk, I die off the funk. So now what do they say when I'm walking up the block? Boom shakalaka, there goes the chief rocker.
Come on, chief rocker, number one.
Yo, it's your boy Reckless in the building. How y'all feeling out there? That was Chief Rocka from the Lords of the Underground. Oh, that song brings me back to when I was fucking in middle school, just b-boying with my homies. Just, oh man, such a good time. Shout out to Underground Flow. Man, I fucking love y'all. So, this episode is coming late. Oh my god, I'm so sorry, you guys. I've been sick like crazy. Like, it got to the point where I couldn't move, I couldn't think. Alright, so I'm just gonna get back into the list. Thank you so much, everybody, for being patient and just hitting me up, because you guys figured something was going on. Let's just get it going. Alright, kicking off this list. EPMD's blueprint for East Coast rap wasn't startlingly different from many others in rap's golden age, but the results were simply amazing. A killer blend of good groove and laid-back flow, plus a popular sense of sampling that had heads nodding from the first listen, and revealed tastes that, like Prince Paul's, tended towards AOR as much as classic soul and funk. A pair from Long Island, EPMD weren't real-life hardcore rappers. It's hard to believe the same voice who talks of spraying a crowd on one track could be name-checking the Hardy Boys later on. And no, I'm not talking about WWE. But their no-nonsense monotone delivery brokered no arguments. With their album debut, Strictly Business, Eric Sermon, Parrish Smith, really turned rapping on its head. Instead of simple lyrics delivered with a hyped theatrical tone, they dropped the dopest rhymes as though they spoke them all the time. Their debut single, You Gots to Chill, was a perfect example of the EPMD revolution. Two obvious samples, Zapp's More Bounce to the Ounce and Kool the Gang's Jungle Boogie. Doing battle over a high rolling beat with the fluid collaborative raps of Sermon and Smith, tying everything together with the mastery that made it all seem deceptively simple. There was really only one theme at work here, the brilliancy of EPMD, or the worthlessness of sucker MCs. But every note of Strictly Business proved their claims. And with that said, let's kick this whole thing off with some magic. Let's go with You Gots to Chill off of Strictly Business.
You Gots to Chill. Your mind, let your conscience be free and get down to the sounds of EPMD. But you should keep quiet while the MC rap. But if you're tired, then go take a nap or stay awake and watch the show I take. Because right now, I'm about to shake and bake. The E-R-I-C-K is my name, I spell. Thanks to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk about who can beat who. Sound like a punk. I just get down and I go for mine. Say check one, two, and run down the line.
To the average MC, known as the Terminator, funky beat maker, new Jack Sterminator, destroying a ploy, when your rhymes in the void, never sweating your girl, why pig, cause she's a schizoid, when I'm on the scene, I always rock the spot, I grab the steel with the crown on top, in the beginning, I like to let my rhymes flow, and at 12, I press cruise control, sit back and relax, let my rhymes tax, maintain them C's while the double max, always calm under pressure, no need to act ill, listen when I tell you, boy, you got to chill.
Personal computer information on rap. Like the BRZ, my kisses, I make your toes tap. I format the rhymes step by step, make them sound deaf to maintain my rap. Prepare to come off in case of a diss. Don't worry about the thing, cause we can do this. I can turn the party out just by standing still. Make a lady scream and shout while the brothers act ill. Take total control of your body and soul. Pack a nine in my pants when it's time to roll.
I'm the P-E-E-M-D-E-E. And one thing I hate is a biting MC. When I enter the party, suckers always form a line. Then they ease the way up and try to bite my lines. I did thousands of shows, dish many faces, and deal with New Jack on a one-to-one basis. But every now and then a sucker MC gets courageous, and like an epidemic, it becomes contagious. But never the least, they all RIP. For all those underwear, it means rest in peace, cause MD stands for microphone doctor in the capital P, capital M, capital D, E's. No doubt the chief rocker. Don't like to get ill, but if I have to, I kill. So believe me, boy, you got the shit.
Catch every word I'm saying, no, it's no delaying. Don't hesitate to motivate the crowd, I'm not playing. Seeing is believing, you catch my drift. I try to interact because I'm just too swift.
How swift?
I'm so swift and that's a natural fact. I'm like Zorro, I'm all E in your back. I don't swing on no ropes or no iron cords. The only weapon is my rapping sword.
Intimidate MCs with the tone of my vocal throne. When I'm dishing on the microphone, cause I'm the funky rhyme maker. MC Undertaker, the one who likes to max and relax. And when it's time, it's your dig 'em smack. I keep the hands clapping, fingers snapping, feet tapping. When it's time to roll, Uzi Patrol is packing. The P&B, the mic's my only friend. And through the course of the party, I kill again and again. So if you're thinking about battling, you better come prepared. Come with your shield and your arm again. You got some shit.
DJ LaBoss.
No shorts.
And That was You Gots to Chill from EPMD. You know what's dope about Eric Sermon that I've always fucked with, even when he came out with his solo work and shit? The fact that he remained consistent in his rhyming ability and his style. He always had that slurred, slowed speech. It was almost like he was drunk, but it was captivating, and it was easy to follow and listen, and it was just unlike anybody else. Always dope. All right, so let's move on to the next one. I was wondering when I couldn't wait to get to this one, but what the album is a terrific debut that established Redman as one of the top MCs on the East Coast, maybe even in the United States, period. But what is first and foremost a party record? Redman's subject matter centers around his love of funk and his equal love of pot, with some sex and violence thrown in for good measure. He's able to carry it all off with a singular sense of style, thanks to a wild sense of humor that results in some outlandish boasts, surreal threats, and hilarious left-field jokes. In Blow Your Mind, for example, he announces, "Watch me freak it," in Korean, stumbles through part of a verse and mutters, "Ah, forget it." Another great moment is Redman meets Reggie Noble, a brief duet between himself and his alter ego in a great Slick Rick tradition. Highlights include the genuinely useful instrumental or instructional track How to Roll a Blunt, and the hilarious sexcapade story song A Day with Superman Lover. Credit for the album's infectious vibe also has to go to producer Eric Sermon, who fills what with deep, loose limbed beats cribbed from P-Funk and Zap, slamming party jams like Time for Some Action, Rated R, and Watch Your Nuggets are the real meat and potatoes of the record, and Redman's driving, forceful rhyme style makes them all the more invigorating. Still the strongest, most consistent outing in his catalog, what the album clearly heralds the arrival of a major talent. And fuck all those other tracks, I'm going to my favorite, which is Tonight's the Night.
Mic check, I can get smooth to any groove, relax the tongue, let my mic take a cruise around the planet, packing men like Janet Jackson, she's asking if I can slam it.
Yo, Red man, what the fuck, man, get the fuck off that punk smooth shit, man, get with that rough shit, man, you know how we do.
Mic check, I walk around the street with the black tech now by the waistline, kicking our hype shit. I never claim to be the best type of rapper, but after, show the motherfuckers what I'm after. I'm after the gold, then after that the platinum. Beef after that, Hurricane G packs the gap, son. Chigga bang bang, yo bust the slang with my name. It's the Red Man on the funk thing. Psych your motherfucking rights tonight. To do what I wanna do, to do it like dynamite. The word perfected, when the funk been ejected. I roughen up the rough draft to like make your head split. Huh, past the 40 in the blunt and don't front on the blunt. Cause when you do front, brother, you get a start. I'm not an addict, more like Puff the Magic. The pass it when I'm through, cause my crew got to have it. I don't claim to be a big rap star, cause no matter who you are, you still catch a bullet scar. So listen up and take heed to what I'm saying, cause tonight's tonight, and me and my niggas ain't playing. You wanna see me get cool, please, save it for the breeze, cause the lyrics and tracks make me funky like cottage cheese. Fuck the smooth shit, I get down with the boom bip like Q-Tip, I kick more styles than Bruce Shoes kick. But tonight's tonight, what I write tonight, is type of funk with the flavor like Mike and Knights. Hanging out with my niggas, the pistol posse, keep their fingers on the triggers. I keep the 40 between my lap cooling, rolling down the highway. Blunt system pumps cause it's Friday, roll over to pick my boys up. We raise a lot of noise cause we can do that black, so get the Bozak Jack, we never. I do the type of evil that men do, like cursing out my window at a bitch and a friend too. So turn the volume up a notch and watch the bump. but won't make your speakers pop. That's the funk when it pumps, it makes you rump. Jump, 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 jump. But if you wanna see a fly but frantic, cool romantic, more slicker than my man Rick, you better check the yellow pages under smooth shit, cause Red ain't down for the bullshit. Niggas fucked up by letting me make an album.
How come,
to get on the mic and let my fucking style run. Popular demand, I expand my hand to the mic and let my mouth kick the flim flam. I get sex, I get wrecked, I puff mad blunts. I get vexed, I break necks, punch, I go punch, chump. Yo, fuck it, yo, turn this shit off, man.
Alright, next up. Maybe the Beastie Boys' License to Ill was inevitable. A white group blending rock and rap, giving them the first number one album in hip-hop history. But that reading of the album's history gives short shrift to the Beastie Boys producer Rick Rubin and his label Def Jam and this remarkable record, since mixing metal and hip-hop isn't necessarily an easy thing to do. Just sampling and scratching a Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin to hip-hop beats does not make for an automatically good record, though there is a visceral thrill to hearing those muscular riffs put into overdrive with scratching. But much of that is due to the producing skills of Rick Rubin, the legend, a metalhead who formed Def Jam Records with Russell Simmons and had previously flirted with this sound on Run DMC's Raising Hell, not to mention a few singles and one-offs with the Beasties prior to this record. He made rap rock, but to give him lone credit for License to Ill, as most have, is misleading, since that very same combination would not have been as powerful, nor would it have aged so well, aged into a rock classic, if it weren't for the Beastie Boys, who fueled this record through their passion for subcultures, pop cultures, jokes, and the intoxicating power of wordplay. The wild imagination of the Beasties, whose rhymes sear into consciousness through their gonzo humor and gleeful delivery. There hasn't been a funnier, more infectious record in pop music than this, and it's not because the group is mocking rappers. In all honesty, the truly twisted barbs are hurled at frat boys and lager lads, but because they've already created their own universe and points of reference where it's as funny to spit out the most absurd rhymes and pound out fight for your right to party as it is to send up the street corner doo-wop with girls. Then there is the overpowering loudness of the record operating from the axis of where metal, punk, and rap meet. There never has been a record this heavy and nimble, drunk on its own power yet giddy with what they were getting away with. There is a sense of genuine discovery of creating new music that remains years later in countless plays, countless misinterpretations, countless rip-off acts, even countless apologies from the Beasties, who seemed guilty by how intoxicating the sound of it is, how it makes beer-soaked hedonism sound like an apogee of human experience. And maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but in either case, License to Ill reigns tall among the greatest records of its time. And with that said, let's get into some shit. How about Paul Revere?
Now, here's a little story I got to tell about three bad brothers you know so well. It started way back in history with that rap
MCA
and me.
My team.
Then had a little horsey named Paul Revere. Just me and my horsey and a quart of beer. Riding across the land, kicking up sand. Sheriff's slices on my tail, cause I'm in demand. One lonely BCIP, all by myself without nobody. The sun is beating down on my baseball hat. The air is getting hot, the beer is getting flat. Looking for a girl, I ran into a guy. His name is MCA, I said howdy, he said hi. on the draw. I thought I'd be dead. He put the gun to my head, and this is what he said.
Now my name is MCA, I got a license to kill. Yeah. I think you know what time it is, it's time to get ill. Yeah. Now what do we have here? And I owe in his beer. Uh-huh. I run this lane, you understand, I made myself clear.
We stepped into the wind, he had a gun and had a grin. You think the story's over, but it's ready to begin.
Paul Revere. I hope y'all digging that. That's my shit. All right, so on to the next one. Everything about the Don Columinati, the 7-Day Theory, smacks of exploitation. Released only 8 weeks after Tupac Shakur died from gunshot wounds, Death Row released this posthumous album under the name of Machiavelli. A pseudonym derived from the Italian politician Niccolo Machiavelli, who faked his own death and reappeared 7 days later to take revenge on his enemies. Naturally, the appearance of Don Columinati is, appearing so shortly after he died led many conspiracy theorists to surmise the rapper was still alive, but it was all part of a calculated marketing strategy by Death Row. The label needed something to sustain an interest in the album since the music here is so shoddy. All Eyes on Me proved that Tupac was continuing to grow as a musician and a human being, but Don Columinati erases that image by concentrating on nothing but G-funk beats and backbiting East Coast-West Coast rivalries. Tupac himself sounds uninterested in the music, which makes the conventional, unimaginative music all the more listless. If he had survived to complete Don Columinati, it is possible that the record could have become something worthwhile, but the overall quality of the material suggests that the album would have been a disappointment no matter what the circumstances it appeared under. Now, I kind of digged into this, and it sounds like I'm shitting on this, but with all that said, the album is actually really good. The album's consistency throughout, after listening to it over and over, it's mesmerizing. The way that he was predicting things and just so calculated with his rhymes and his abilities. The music was actually really good, and it was really cohesive. At that time, it was probably like, this is dope. I'm excited because it's Pac, and I want to get this. But after listening to it years later, it's a lot better than what you thought of. It aged really well. Back then, we were just desperate to want to hear him. Now, it's more of, we're happy that this project came out, because we got to hear the mindset of Tupac as, or before he died. His plans, his thoughts, his feelings, like everything. He was able to put all of this together. He knew he was going to die. So he wanted to create and create for us. He wanted legacy. And I think that's the brilliance of this album. That's why I love it. That's why I had to shit on it too. But that's why I love it. And one of the tracks that came through is a classic joint that everybody knows and loves. So, here it is.
Machiavellian is Illuminati, all through your body. The blows like a 12-gauge shotty.
Feel me? And God said he should send his one begotten son to lead the wild into the ways of the man. Follow me. Eat my flesh, flesh of my flesh. Come with me. Hail Mary, run quick, see what do we have here now? I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy next to getting pussy. Picture paragraphs unloaded, wise words being quoted. Beat the weakness in the rap game and sold it. Bow down, pray to God, hoping that he's listening. Seeing niggas coming for me, my diamonds when they glistening. Now pay attention, best man, please, father. I'm a ghost in the killing fields. Hail Mary, catch me if I go. Let's go deep inside the solitary mind of a madman. Screams in the dark, evil lurks, enemies see me flee. Activate my hate, let it break till the flame. Set trip, empty out my clip, never stop to aim. Some say the game is all corrupted, fucked in this shit. Stuck, niggas is lucky if we bust out this shit. And plus, mama told me never stop until I bust a nut. Fuck the world if they can't adjust. It's just this real. Hail Mary, come with me. Hail Mary, nigga, run quick, see what do we have here now? Do you wanna ride or die? Centuries is back with promise makers. Never realized the precious time that bitch niggas is wasting. Institutionalized, I live my life a product made to crumble. Much too hardened for a smile, way too crazy to be humble. We ballin', catch me, father, please, cause I'm ballin'. In the liquor store, that's the Hennessy I hear callin'. Can I get some more? Hell, till I reach hell, I ain't scared. Mama checkin' in my bedroom, I ain't there. I got a head with no screws in it. What can I do? One life to live, but I got nothing to lose. Just me and you on a one-way trip to prison. Selling drugs, we all wrapped up in this living. Like the Stubbs to my homeboys and Clinton Max doing they bid. Raise hell to this real shit and feel this. When they turn out the lights, I'll be there in the dark. Looking eternal through my heart. Now Hail Mary, nigga, come with me. Hail Mary, nigga, run quick, see. What do we have here now? Wanna ride or die? La da 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 da. Come with me. Hail Mary, nigga, run quick, see. What do we have here now? Do you wanna ride or die? La da 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 da.
They got an APB out on my thug family. Since outlaws run these streets like these scandalous freaks. Our enemies dying now. Walk around half dead, head down. K blasted off a Hennessy. Blistered and high, visions of me, thug living, getting me by, forever live, and I multiply, survive by thugs, when I die, they won't cry, unless they coming with slugs.
Peep the whole scene, and whatever's going on around me, brain kinda cloudy, smoked out, feeling rowdy, ready to wet the party up, and whoever in that motherfucker, nasty new street, slugger, my heat, seat suckers on the regular, mashing in a stolen black act, Integra, cock back, 60 seconds to the draw, that's when I'm dead in your feet first. You got a nice gap, but my heat's worse. From a thug to preaching church, I gave you love, now you eating dirt, needing work. And I ain't the nigga to put you on, cause word is born. When I was broke, I had to hustle till dawn, that's when the sun came up. It's only one way up, hold
your head, stay up. To all my niggas, get your pay and wait up.
If it's on, then it's on. We rake beat breaks, outlaws on the paper chase. Can you relate to the shit I don't got? Be the shit I gotta take. Dealing with fate, hoping God don't blow the gate. If it's on, then it's on. We rake beat breaks, outlaws on the paper chase. Can you relate to the shit I don't got? Be the shit I gotta take. Dealing with fate, hoping God don't blow the gate.
Traveling on this weary road, sometimes life can be a heavy load, but we ride, riding like a bullet. Hail Mary, Hail Mary,
Hail Mary.
We won't worry, everything will hurry. We're free like a bird in the tree. We won't worry, everything will curry. Yes, we're free like a bird in the tree. We're running from the penitentiary. This is the time for we liberty. Hail Mary, Hail Mary.
And that was Hail Mary off of Machiavelli. Alright, so let's get into this next one. I'm excited about the next few that are coming up. But this one's important. Excuse me, I'm still working through this cold, man. This is not a fucking game. But the chemistry between Large Professor, Sir Scratch, and K-Cut was sufficiently powerful to make Breaking Atoms an appreciated album upon its release in 1991, as well as a historically valued recording after the breakup of the original crew. In any case, Breaking Atoms featured original concepts, innovative production, and conscientious lyrics. Some of the standout tracks include Just a Friendly Game of Baseball, a well-developed rhyme in which the Large Professor uses a detailed analogy of baseball to describe, in no subtle way, of course, the brutality of which police treat young black men, still relevant today. Just Hanging Out employs a wild horn loop underneath the a slow and melodic string of sample as the Large Professor flows about, what else, hanging out. Looking at the Front Door, one of the three commercial singles released from this album, was very popular and was accompanied by a video which helped Main Source to obtain an audience. And with that being said, here's He Got So Much Soul.
I got soul. Maybe on the bottom of your feet, but that's about it, baby. What? What? You think because you got an amp on you, damn? That man, they definitely not. Definitely not, baby. If you ain't got nothing with me, you might as well be with it or forget it.
Man, I had soul since I was negative 3 months old. When it came to getting down, I was bold. Kicking steps till you had to put my ass in a chokehold. It damn near wouldn't fold. Check the picture with the Applejack hat. My father even taught me how to scat. So I developed the scat to what we call rap. And get nasty at that. Getting loose is not a problem, it's getting back together. I pull girls like a lever. I get tired, bring a coffee to my lips and watch the Lost Professor do backflip.
He got so much soul. He don't need no music. He got so much soul. He don't need no music. He got so much soul. He don't need no music. He got so much soul. He don't need no music.
You think this is not your
life? He don't need no music.
In the field of rapping, so get down cause I make it happen. Pop with a limp, no pro pimp, nope. I make other MCs mope cause their skills ain't developed like negatives. Throughout the years, I've done mega kids, so don't fix your mouth and say I can't handle. Got more soul than a sandal, cooler than a Libra digital soundproof. I raise the roof,
ain't that the truth?
Got money in the bank, baby Paul. I'm a star.
He got so much soul. He don't need no music. He got so much soul.
That's right, baby, because remember,
he don't need no music. He got so much soul. He don't need no music.
source and weak DJs and MCs, all the main course. For dinner, lunch, brunch, you better break fast, cause I'll eat your whole bunch. Oh cool, your girl stuck to me like glue, cause I kick it like a class of kung fu. I use a pick of my hair without force, you use a lawnmower, you got peat moors. Growing on your dome, that's why you're so dumb. I'll eat you like a plum, messing with the brother on the beat. I say the rhymes out of kicking like feet, so don't let me start, Holmes, cause I'll pull your chart.
He got so much soul, he don't need no music. He got so much soul, he don't need no music. He got so much soul, he don't need no music. He got so much soul, he don't need no music.
All right, and that was He Got So Much Soul. So, these next five that I'm about to drop are all pretty influential and pretty much my favorites, like, in group-wise or artist-wise. But this one, this started off as a phrase to me that I would hear from my mom whenever I did something stupid. It was simple. You're insane in the membrane. Something so silly and so stupid, I had no idea what the fuck she was talking about. But, nonetheless, she would say that shit to me whenever I did something stupid. So, listening to them back in the day, yeah, they introduced some shit to me that I never really, like, experienced before. But, it's hard enough for an artist to transform an entire musical genre, but Cypress Hill's debut album did just that. Although they weren't the first Latino rappers, nor the first to mix Spanish and English, they were the first to achieve a substantial following, thanks to their highly distinctive sound. Along with the Beastie Boys and Public Enemy, Cypress Hill were also one of the first rap groups to bridge the gap with fans of both hard rock and alternative rock. And most importantly, they created a sonic blueprint that would become one of the most widely copied in hip-hop. In keeping with their pro-smoke-weed-everyday stance, Cypress Hill intentionally crafted their music to sound stoned. Lots of slow, lazy beats, fat bass, weird noises, and creepily distinct or distant sounding samples. The surreal lyrical narratives were almost exclusively spun by Be Real in a nasal sing-song, instantly recognizable delivery that only added to the music's hazy, evocative atmosphere. As a frontman, he could be funny, frightening, or just plain bizarre. Whether he's taunting cops or singing nursery rhyme-like choruses about blasting holes in people with shotguns, B-Real's blunted gangsta posture is nearly almost, or always, underpinned by a cartoonish sense of humor. It's never clear how serious the threats are, but that actually makes them all the more menacing. The sound and style of Cypress Hill was hugely influential, particularly on Dr. Dre's boundary-shattering 1992 blockbuster, The Chronic. Yet, despite its legions of imitators, Cypress Hill still sounds fresh and original today, simply because few hip-hop artists can put its sound across with such force of personality or imagination. And with that said, here's from Cypress Hill's debut album, How to Just Kill a Man.
Get wicked, so come on, it's like Gotcha.
Time for some action. Just a fraction of friction. I got the clearance to run the interference into your satellite. Shining a bad light.
Sing at the gap,
and I know that'll catch it right. Here's an example, just a little sample.
I work at this killer, man.
One time tried to come in my home. Take my chrome. I said, yo, it's on. Take cover, son, or your ass die. How you like my chrome? Then I want the rookie pass. I didn't have to blast out, but I did anyway.
Just kill the man.
Cypress Hills, How I Could Just Kill a Man. I fuck with that song a lot. I used to want to make like choreo to it, but it was always too like weird for me, so I couldn't ever create something to it. But I don't know, maybe now, I don't know, since I'm retired, I kind of wanted to like get into some shit, but nah. Anyway, I know some people who are listening, it's like, nigga, shut up, just fucking dance. You ain't retired. I'm retired. I'm fucking retired. Anyway, if Snoop Dogg's debut, Doggy Style, doesn't seem like a debut, it's mainly because it's not in many ways. Snoop had already debuted as a featured rapper on Dr. Dre's The Chronic, rapping on half of the 16 tracks, including all the hit singles. So it wasn't like he was an unknown force when Doggy Style was released in 1993. If anything, he was the biggest star in hip-hop, with legions of fans anxiously awaiting new material, and they were the ones who snapped up the album, making it the first debut album to enter the Billboard charts at number one. It wasn't like they were buying an unknown quantity. They knew that the album would essentially be the de facto sequel to The Chronic, providing another round of P-Funk inspired grooves and languid gangsta and ganja tales, just like Dr. Dre's album, which is exactly what Doggy Style is, a continuation of The Chronic, with the same production, the same aesthetic and themes, and same reliance on guest rappers. The miracle is, it's as good as that record. There are two keys to its success, one belonging to Dre, the other to Snoop. Dre realized that it wasn't time to push the limits of G-Funk, and instead decided to deepen it musically, creating easy rolling productions that have more layers than they appear. They're laid back, funky, continuing to resonate after many listens. But their greatest strength is that they never overshadow the drawl of Snoop, who confirms that he's one of hip-hop's greatest vocal stylists with this record. Other gangster rappers were all about aggression and anger. Even Dre, as a rapper, is as blunt as a thug. But Snoop takes his time, playing with the flow of his words, giving his rhymes nearly melodic eloquence. Compares delivery to many of his guests, like Nate Dogg, Corrupt, and Daz, are all good rappers. They're all good rappers, but they're good in a conventional sense, where Snoop is something special, with unpredictable turn of phrases and evocative imagery and a distinctive, addictive flow. Put all that together and you get Doggy Style. And I'm gonna play the one song that really jumps into my brain whenever I think of Snoop, whenever I think of this album. And of course, I know my brother's listening, so again, this one's for you. You know what it is.
I'm serious, dude. What do y'all think about this bad company, bro? Hey, baby, hey, baby.
Shout out to Groovology.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard being Snoop D-O-double-G, but I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass shit like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few ends as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the party still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you wanna do? Shit, I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the doors. But what?
We don't let them hoes.
Yeah. So we gon' smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hoes down. Why you motherfuckers bounce to this?
Rolling down the street, smoking in love, sipping on gin and gills.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Rolling down the street, smoking in love, sipping on gin and gills.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money.
Got me some Seagram's gin. Everybody got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. Now this type of shit happens all the time. You gotta get yours, but fool, I gotta get mine. Everything is fine when you're listening to the D.O.G. I got the cultivating music that be captivating me. Who listens to the words that I speak as I take me a drink to the middle of the street and get to mackin' to this bitch named Shady. She used to be the homeboy's lady.
Oh, that bitch.
Degrees. When I tell that bitch, please raise up off these NUTs, cause you gets none of these at ease. As I mob with the dog pound, feel the breeze, be out, chump jet.
Rolling down the street, smoking in love, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Rolling down the street, smoking in love, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back. Later on that day, my homie Dr. Dre came through with a gang to Tango Ray and a fat ass Jay of some bubonic chronic that made me choke. Shit, this ain't no joke. I had to back up off of it and sit my cup down. Tango Ray and chronic, yeah, I'm fucked up now. But it ain't no stopping, I'm still popping. Dre got some bitches from the city of Compton to serve me. Not with a cherry on top, cause when I bust my nut, I'm raising the box to cock. Don't get upset, girl, that's just how it goes. I don't love you hoes, I'm out the dough, and I'll be
rolling down the street, smoking in love, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Rolling down the street, smoking in love, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Rolling down the street, smoking in love, sipping on gin and juice.
Biatch.
With my mind on my money and my money.
Honestly, I was just waiting for that last biatch to get out there. Anyway, so shout out to my brother DZ. Anybody needs graphics and shit, hit him up. DZ Rocks. DZRCKS. Hit him up. My nigga is dope. Fire. Alright, so let's get into this magical beat. This magical album. Common sophomore release established a level of quality from the MC that carried through to his innovative work of the 2000s and the 2010s. If y'all don't fuck with Common at this point, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with you. You don't love hip-hop if you don't love Common. Thanks to Common. Common, fuck the shit that I wrote. All right, I'm just going to get into this shit. Common is the most consistent and cohesive artist in hip-hop, and he doesn't get enough fucking love. He's not in everybody's top 10 as an MC, with the ability to rap, storytelling ability, just his overall rhyme skills. The man is incredible, all right? You can't knock this man at all. This man, with this album, he dropped the single, I Used to Love Her, and that's also what I'm going to be playing. And when I was younger, I wanted to know who the fuck her was. And I knew that he was describing hip-hop. I knew it. But I wanted to know who this physical being could be, right? So I'm listening to this song, I'm listening to this, and then I listen to the album, and then I'm breaking it down, I'm trying to figure shit out, and then one day, her voice popped up. Her presence was right there, and I saw what she looked like. I saw what hip-hop looked like to me. Imagine what you believed hip-hop to be, even the way that he describes her in this on this song, this one particular song. Like, the whole album is incredible. The whole album is incredible from top to bottom. Resurrection, that second album, is incredible. Book of Life is one of the dopest tracks in there. Communism, Nothing to Do, Orange Purple, Orange Pineapple Juice. I mean, who doesn't love Orange Pineapple Juice? What the fuck? Pops Raps. I mean, come on. In My Own World, everything about this Resurrection is incredible, right? But I keep coming back to I Used to Love Her. Why? I see this person. I finally get this vision. And every time I see this woman on TV, I think of this song. I think of this album. I think of this man. I think of hip-hop in general. Like, it's crazy to me that he would talk about how hip-hop made him feel and visualizing this woman and seeing her face, seeing her body, seeing everything, even how her titties hung. And I keep thinking of this woman, and the woman that I see is Taraji P. Henson. It's fucking weird, but every time I see her, I think of hip-hop. She is the spitting image of hip-hop, if there was one. And maybe there's another image for you, but for me, that's who I see. So thank you, Common. I probably would have seen Taraji P. Henson anyway and thought how beautiful she is, but whenever I see her, I think of hip-hop. I think of him. I think of this song. So maybe you'll see it. Hope you'll see it. But that's who I see. And for those rookies who don't know, HER stands for Hearing Every Rhythm. Whatever. But yeah. Here's I Used to Love Her, and I hope you guys see what I see.
Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop to the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. A 1-2, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop until the beat comes. Says the beat, a short shot. Come on.
I met this girl when I was 10 years old. And what I love most, she had so much soul. She was old school when I was just a shorty, never knew. Throughout my life, she would be there for me on the regular. Not a church girl, she was secular. Not about the money, those stuff was my checker, but I respected her. She hit me in the heart. A few New York niggas had dinner in the park. But she was there for me, and I was there for her. Pull out a chair for her, turn on the air for her, and just cool out. Cool out and listen to her. Sitting on bone, wishing that I could do eventually. If it was meant to be, then it would be, cause we related physically and mentally, and she was fun then. I'd be geeked when she come around. Slim was fresh, yo, when she was underground. Original, pure, untapped, her down sister. Boy, I tell you, I miss her.
Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. A 1-2, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. A compass, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. You act, yo,
still we gotta be the sure shot.
That periodically I would see old girl at the club, sit at the house party. She didn't have a body, but she started getting thick quick. Did a couple of videos and became Afrocentric. Out goes the weave, in goes the braised bees medallion. She was on that tip about stopping the violence, about my people she was teaching me. By not preaching to me, but speaking to me in a method that was leisurely, so easily I approach. She dug my rap, that's how we got close. But then she broke to the West Coast, and that was cool, cause around the same time, I went away to school, and I'm a man dub expanded, so why should I stand in her way? She probably get her money in LA, and she did stud, she got big pub, but what was foul? She said that the pro black was going out of style. She said Afrocentricity was of the past, so she got into R&B, hip house, bass, and jazz. Now black music is black music, and it's all good. I wasn't salty, she was with the boys in the hood, cause I was new for her, she was becoming well-rounded. I thought it was dope how she was on that freestyle shit, just having fun, not worried about anyone, and you can tell by how her titties hung.
Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. 1, 2, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Until the beat come, gotta be the sure shot. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Check it on, check it.
I might have failed to mention that this chick was creative. Once the man got to her, he altered her native. Told her if she got an image and a gimmick, then she can make money. And she did it like a dummy. Now I see her in commercials. She's universal. She used to only swing it with the inner city circle. Now she be in the burbs looking rockin', dressin' hippie. And on some dumb shit when she comes to the city. Talking about popping glocks, serving rocks, and hitting switches. Now she's a gangster rolling with gangster bitches. Always smoking blunts and getting drunk. Telling me sad stories. Now she only fucks with the funk. Stressing how hardcore and real she is. She was really the realest before she got into showbiz. I did her. Not just to say I did it, but I'm committed.
Girl,
but so
committed.
Many niggas hit it that she's just not the same. Letting all these goofies do her. I see niggas slamming her and taking her to the sewer. But I'ma take her back hoping that this shit stop. Cause who I'm talking about, y'all, is hip hop.
To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. The mainframe, yo, they gotta be the sure shot. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. 1, 2, comp sis is going to drop. Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha. I used to love her, 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 quit fucking up this shit, y'all. But
you ain't got your woman in check, man.
Alright, I hope you guys saw what I saw. I don't know, maybe it's just me, I don't know. Anyway, The Score is the second and final studio album by the hip-hop trio Fugees. The album features a wide range of samples and instrumentation with many aspects of alternative hip-hop that would come to dominate the hip-hop music scene in the mid-late 90s. The Score is raw. It's raw storytelling packed with hard-ass battle raps and nerdy pop culture references, political rants, spiritual musings, outlaw fantasies, and much, much more. Thanks to its three massive singles, Fuji La, the Roberta Flack cover of Killing Me Softly, and Ready or Not, The Score topped the Billboard 200 and went 6 times platinum by 97. Part Bonnie and Clyde story, part audio film, as Hill famously called it, The score embodies everything that made Fugees one of the era's most important acts. The trio takes its name from refugees, a word that didn't just refer to the fact that Wyclef, like Praz's parents, was born in Haiti. In Booga Basement, these three misfit MCs took refuge in each other's talents and musical curiosity, and with the help of producers like Salim Remy and Clef's cousin, Jerry Wanda Duplessis, they made music with a genuine community feel. Unfortunately, the communal vibes didn't last, though. Following The Score, the group disintegrated, and all three members went off and did their own thing. Clef had a had released a series of solo projects and dabbled in Haitian politics, but we all know how that ended. Lauren released an undisputed masterpiece with 98's The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, and we know what happened there. And then she disappeared. So we know and we don't know. Praz had dropped a pair of LPs and gotten into film production. The three haven't performed together since 2006. And what happened in 2006? Well, Dave Chappelle happened. He threw his block party, and they all came, which was incredible. And perhaps due to the lingering hostilities following the dissolution of Wyclef and Lauren's relationship, there's been no recent indication that a third Fugees album might ever happen. Regardless, the album after 20 years is still one of the best pieces of work the 90s have ever produced. And I feel like the only song that really should be played right now is this.
Strumming my pain with his finger.
Turn the lights down low, y'all.
Singing my life with his word.
Light some candles.
Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly with his song. Telling my whole life with his words. Killing me softly with his song.
Turn this shit up. You already turn this fucking shit up.
Little bass sitting up here on the bass. While I'm on this roast, I got my girl L. One time, one time. Hey yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes. Strumming my pain with his fingers. Right on, strumming my pain with his finger.
One time.
man, Little B. Jerry, one time. This is how
we need music that feels good, not just something that's going to make you want to party, not something that's just going to make you want to get up and dance, but something that's just, that makes you feel good, something that makes you grab your lady's hand and just want to dance, you know, something that makes you rock, something that you have to turn up at that part in the song that just makes you just, we need that. I need that. All right, closing out this list, ladies and gentlemen, we are here. Number 21, and to close out this list for this week, comes from BDP and their classic album, Criminal Minded. Throughout the album, KRS-One gives honor and praise to Scott LaRock for producing the album, and he mostly goes on about the importance of originality and being real instead of a sucker MC. Initially, the album sold at least several hundred thousand copies. However, the relationship between the group and B-Boy Records quickly deteriorated when the label, headed by Jack Allen and Bill Kamara, was allegedly slow to pay royalties. A lawsuit was launched, which was eventually settled out of court. Having left B-Boy Records, new friend Ice-T introduced BDP to Warner Brothers Records, Benny Medina, head of the label's Black Music Division, who promptly agreed to sign the duo in principle to a new record deal. However, it was rescinded after LaRock died. Criminal Minded became notoriously hard to find, falling in and out of print every few years, surfacing with a different distributor every time. Eventually, the Boston-based independent label Landspeed Records purchased the rights of the B-Boy Records catalog, hence a re-release in 2002. An expanded re-release titled The Best of B-Boy Records. Boogie Down Productions includes longer versions of the album's tracks and several 12-inch singles that didn't make Criminal Minded's original pressing. On Spotify, they have this bumper pack that is simply known as Criminal Minded. It's widely considered the foundation of hardcore rap, announcing its intentions with a cover photo of KRS-One and Scott LaRock on his only album with Boogie Down Production, posing with weapons, an unheard of gesture in 1987. BDP weren't the first to rap about inner city violence and drugs, and there's no explicit mention of gangs on Criminal Minded, but it is greatly expanded the range of subject matter that could be put on a rap record, and its grittiest moments are still unsettling today. Actually, that part of its reputation rests on just a handful of songs. Overall, the record made its impact through sheer force. Not only KRS-One's unvarnished depictions of his harsh urban environment, but also his booming delivery and LaRock's lean, hard-backing tracks, which sound a little skeletal today, but were excellent for the time. And with that said, to close out this show, here's Criminal Minded.
Boogie Down Productions will always get paid. We'll take the wackest song and make it better. Remember to let us into your skin, then you'll begin to master rhyming. Criminal minded, you've been blinded. Looking for a style like mine, you can't find it. They are the audience, I am the lyricist. Sometimes the suckers on the side gotta hear this page. A rage, yet I'm not in a cage. Free as a bird to fly about on stage. Ain't here for no frontin', just to say a little something. Your suckers don't like me cause you're all about nothing. However, I'm really fascinating to the letter. My all around performance gets better and better. My English grammar comes down like a hammer. You need a style, I need to pull your ball. I don't beg your favors, you're kissing other people's. I write and produce myself just as fast. Keep my hair like this. Got no time for Jerry curls. Attracting only women. Got no time for little girls. Cause girls look so good, but their brain is not ready. I don't know. I'd rather talk to a woman cause her mind is so steady. So here we go. I'm not a musical maniac or B-boy fanatic. I've simply made use of what was upstairs in the attic. I've listened to these MCs back when I was a kid, but I bust more shots than they ever did. I mean, this is not the best of KRS, it's just a section.
protection. But how many times must I point you in the right direction? You need protection when I'm on the mic, because my mouth is like a 9mm with height. You're a king, I'm a teacher, you're a beeper, I'm a scholar. If this was a class, well, it would go right under drama. See, kings lose crowns, but teachers stay intelligent. Talking big words on the mic is still irrelevant, especially when you're not. College material, wake up every morning to your Lucky Charm cereal. DJ Scott LaRock has a college degree, blast master KRS writes poetry. I won't go deeper in the subject, cause that gets me bored. Just a shame to know some MCs on the mic are fraud, saying styles like this to create a diss. But if you listen, you listen. See, I am a musician, rapping on the mic like this to me is fine. Cause if I really want a battle, I will pull out a knife. You can see that Scott LaRock and I are mentally blinded. In other words, we're both criminal minded. I'm KRS-One, never offbeat, cause it don't make sense. Grab the microphone, relax, and not tense. You waited, debated, and now you activated. A musical genius that cannot be duplicated. See, I have the formula for rocking the house. If you cannot rock a party, do not open your mouth. It's that simple. The phony cosmetics for your pimples. Take another look, because the gear is not wrinkled. The K, the R, the S, the O, the N, the E. Say I'm rhyme for 87, not for 1983. Well versed, to rehearse. Originality first, but the suckers get worse. Allow me to include, I have a very stable mood. Poetic education of a high altitude. I'm not an MC, so listen, call me poet or musician. A genius when it comes to making music with ambition. I'm cool, collected with the rhyme I directed. Don't wanna be elected as the king of a record. Just respected by others as the man with the solution. An artist of the 80s and the leftist contribution. On wax, the lax is 24 tracks. After years of rocking parties, now I picked up the knack. Because everything that flows from out my larynx. Take years of experience and bottles of Beck's. I cannot seem to recollect that time I didn't have sex. Is it real or is it Memorex? I'm living in a city known as New York State. Sucker MCs gotta wait while I translate. I hang with real live dreads with knowledge in their heads. People with ambition and straight up musicians. Although our lives have been so uprooted, I haven't included or get suited. So take me to the letter of the KRS-One. Means knowledge reigns supreme over nearly everyone. You look at me and laugh, but this is your class. It's an all-out discussion of the suckers I be crushing. So now you are awakened to the music I be making. Never duplicated and also highly cultivated. Don't get frustrated, cause nothing has been traded. Only activated, it's kind of very complicated. Not separated from my DJ. Yeah, see, my voice is now faded. I'll see you folks around the way. Criminal minded. Criminal minded. Criminal minded. Criminal minded.
That was Criminal Minded. All right. Thanks to everybody for listening. Thank you for checking in. This has been a great episode. And I will return with the list of 20 through 11. We are getting really close. And after I do 11, I will be giving you the 10 albums that almost made the list. I know you're going to be like, why didn't that make the list? And I'll slightly get into it. But either way, I think this is going to be a great list. We're getting down to the last 10. We're at the last 20 now. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys have a good night or a good day or whenever you listen to this. Peace the fuck out.